Now we have our second feature. Derek James has a regular nostalgia feature in the paper, and this week he writes about a special service to mark the role of the 2nd Royal Norfolks in the Battle of Kohima. Your reader is Sarah Lusher.
When you go home, tell them of us and say, for your tomorrow, we gave our today. This is the Kohima epitaph, and later this month, the first commemoration service of its kind to remember members of the 2nd Battalion of the Royal Norfolk Regiment will be held at St Saviour's Chapel in Norwich Cathedral. Admiral Lord Mountbatten said, "The Battle of Kohima will probably go down as one of the greatest battles in history." In March 1944, the Japanese 15th Army began an advance against India's northeast frontier. They intended to capture British supply bases on the Imphal Plain and cut the road linking Dimapur and Imphal at Kohima, a gateway into India. With Imphal in their hands, the Japanese would be able to interrupt air supplies to China and provide a base to conduct air attacks against India. By early April, they had pushed across the Chin Hills from Burma and surrounded Imphal and Kohima. Had Dimapur fallen, they would have seized enough supplies to make a menacing attack on India. At this critical moment, Major General John Grover was ordered to bring his 2nd Division from India to the relief of the garrison at Kohima. The 2nd Royal Norfolks flew from Calcutta to Dimapur, and a brutal and bloody conflict was about to start. For many weeks, every officer and man fought non-stop in the battle for Kohima. Progress was difficult, over steep, rocky ridges with paths hacked through undergrowth so thick visibility was barely 5 yards. Naga tribesmen bravely acted as porters and bearers of the wounded, often on tracks the Japanese had declared impossible, and because of the terrain, the battle was fought by many small units of men in close combat. The Japanese were well dug in to mutually supporting hidden dugouts which were designed to prevent the type of attacks the Norfolks were leading. The advance was maintained by firing machine guns from the hip and throwing grenades into the undergrowth. This was, in fact, as Lord Mountbatten said, the Battle of Burma. It is difficult to single out men for special mention, but the commanding officer, Lieutenant Colonel Robert Scott, was a giant of a man, a fearsome warrior respected by one and all. The man credited with saving his life was his bodyguard, David Lowe, from North Walsham. And it was in the attack on Norfolk Bunker on the 6th of May that Captain John Randall, single-handed, already wounded, and armed with a rifle and bayonet and a grenade, charged a Japanese machine gun bunker. Hit time and time again, he reached the bunker, silenced the gun with a grenade, and, as he died, flung his body across the opening, sealing it. He was awarded the Victoria Cross. The bravery of this officer could not have been surpassed, and by his self-sacrifice, he saved the lives of many of his men and enabled not only his own company, but the whole battalion to gain its objective and win a decisive victory over the enemy, said the official citation. John Randall, 6 other officers and a reported 79 soldiers gave their today at Kohima, and 15 officers and more than 150 men were wounded. We will remember them and all those involved in this savage conflict. The Royal Norfolk and Royal Anglian Regimental Service for the 80th anniversary of the Battle of Kohima and also the Battle of Almanza on April the 27th, 1707, will take place at St Saviour's Chapel, Norwich Cathedral, on Sunday the 28th of April at 9:30 in the morning. The beautiful, informative and important chapel was consecrated in 1932 as a memorial to those who died in the First World War. It now has rolls of honour to those who died in both World Wars, memorials to those fallen in the Korean War and a bronze plaque for casualties at Kohima. It is a very special part of the cathedral, a chapel where you can sit in silence and think about those who lost their lives fighting for our freedom.